Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tracy and Friends on a Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock. We are here, Tracy and Friends, and we are here to talk about what's on our minds and get from you what's on your mind. Tracy and Friends, call-in number is 516-595-8258, and we welcome you to call and voice your view. There's a lot of things going on, but before we get to that, we're going to say that Tracy and Friends is brought to you by Window World, located at 8070 Southern Boulevard in Boardman, Ohio, just south of the Southern Park Mall. For a free in-home estimate, give them a call at 330-726-0200 or 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. And let them know you heard about that in on Tracy and Friends. We're broadcasting live on WHKZ AM 1440, and we appreciate 1440 having us here. And we hope that you all are enjoying it. I hear it out in the public when I get out there that, hey, we enjoy the show, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, give us a call. They're too embarrassed to call sometimes, but hey, it is what it is. So once again, for those that aren't embarrassed, give us a call at 516-595-8258. And I am home alone here at the studio. And Tracy is gone. Styx is gone. Mark is gone. Everybody's gone but me. What did I do to deserve this? I mean, you know, really. So, but it's okay. We used to do 3 hours straight, and you had to run your mouth for 3 hours and make sense. And we did a good job of it, so I'm not upset. But I am upset, thoroughly upset, that some things are not working a certain way. And we will be talking about that now. I'm looking at how Joe Biden has been accused of inappropriate conduct. Now, when this is what's crazy. When it was Kavanaugh being accused of inappropriate conduct with no corroborating information that could help. Nothing. The woman should be believed. And now that it's a Democrat, it doesn't matter. Good old Uncle Joe, he doesn't mean anything by it. Not at all. And so now I'm wondering, is there a double standard that people are just ignoring? Somebody please tell me, because I'm not understanding this. Why doesn't the people know that it's, you know, the same situation, only with backed up information or evidence of it, which is the evidence of film. Film, yes, film. Ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Joe is on film, kissing people in the back of the neck, pulling people close. The one lady said he grabbed her thigh. And I say, uh-oh, Uncle Joe, you got some splaining to do, and that's where we're at. Does Uncle Joe care? No. Uncle Joe is going to keep right at it and do what he's going to do, and he's probably going to be afraid to throw his hat in that ring, because if he doesn't make so much money, he doesn't have a chance. But I think Uncle Joe is the only chance for the Democrats to win. Now, I don't think the Obamas are going to show up this time, not as a running, which would be Michelle. Michelle, my Bill, would run. That would give them a little bit of momentum, you know, things like that, because there's nothing in Michelle's background that is disqualifying. However, there will be, in my opinion, and I have this on good measure, good source, that there's going to be a lot of subterfuge about the last administration and how they investigated the president with a fake dossier that did not mean anything. The dossier just is absolutely fake. We know it is because the man that brought the dossier, that made the dossier, says he cannot collaborate what he is saying in that document. So if he can't collaborate, what makes anybody think that somebody else can? That's my thought. How does that work? If that's gonna be the case, how does that happen? But anyway, Uncle Joe is grabbing touchy feeling, and he's having himself a good old time, and that's not the worst of it. But for today, until some other things start breaking out in the news, I will withhold my comments. I will welcome my Wednesday counterpart, Dr. Rodney Hill. Dr. Hill, good morning to you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Don't touch me.
You don't know me. That's all right.
You make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Everybody. Oh my God. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand it. Uncle Joe, he may, you know, not have meant anything by it, because that's what he said. He didn't say he didn't do it. That's what I got to give him.
No, this is the key.
Yeah.
Some gay guy is going to say,
Uncle Joe did him.
No, just made him feel uncomfortable. Because that's not my type.
I wonder why this, though. Why didn't Obama get any complaints whatsoever when there were complaints around now? There were complaints all over the place, but none of them ever got to the news media. So, in fact, I'll tell you, Brick. One of your Q brothers gave me up and up on something, and it blew my mind.
Well, the question is, why didn't this come up when he was vice president?
Well, precisely because it was Obama's choice.
Yeah, I mean, why did it come up then?
Because it could have hurt Obama.
But it's all nonsense.
Well, it really is, if you ask me, because nobody said anything at the time. Well, they say one lady did say something at the time.
So now, what happens if you're not invited to the after-work gathering? What happens then?
I don't know, Doc.
Now you're leaving me out.
I can't have fun and eat shrimp and filet mignon, right?
I mean, but you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Well, of course it is.
I mean, you should always avoid situations that may get you in trouble. So if you don't invite someone out to the after-work gathering,
mm-hmm.
they're leaving me out.
Well, of course. You're absolutely right.
So which is it?
Touchy-feeling. That's all I know.
Which is it?
I agree with you. There's a two-edged sword here.
Heck yeah.
Yes, there's a two-edged sword. Invite me to your wait a minute. Is this happening again? Another chemical fire in Texas? We just had one.
This is March 18th.
Okay, thank you. I thought it was happening again.
That must be the one that happened.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, that's what we're seeing. That's why I had to look at it. Ladies, we're looking at news feeds as we're talking, because there may be something breaking comes up that we need to talk to you about. And this is really interesting. Donald Trump just laid down the gauntlet to the GOP and says, take up health care reform or risk getting clobbered.
What he's saying, if you're going to fix it. If not, shut up.
Well, shut up. Yeah. More or less. You know, don't call Obamacare what it is, because I tell you, I absolutely abhor Obamacare. And if you want to know, I'm buying into Obamacare, and I don't like it.
Well, you know, you don't have many options. You don't.
No. You know,
some people get the benefits without having to put anything in. Others
put everything
in. Get minimal benefits, but they're putting in. So the question is this. In the big scheme of things, if you're going to be in a high deductible plan,
mm-hmm.
would it not make more sense to put the money in your own personal whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Just put it in there. So that way, when you comes time to see the doctor, use your own money. You have to pay it anyway.
I totally agree.
So
you got to
do
something. Why
not save what you've already set aside versus giving the money to somebody else, then paying?
Which
makes no sense. Number one, number two, if someone of Italian descent was running this scheme, they'd call that a mafia operation. Would they not?
That's what they'd call it.
I mean, you're putting something into a pot every year, and at the end of the year, new year, start all over again and have gotten nothing in return.
Mm-hmm.
The mob wish they had it so good.
They wish they had it so good without all the.
I mean, really?
We don't like you, but we're going to be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends on WHKZ, AM 1440. Give us a call at 516-595-8258, and we'll get you right on and talk to you, see what's up with you. Be right back.
So what's up?
Oh, man.
So now Tracy's in Vegas, right?
No.
No, she's not in Vegas.
She's in at a funeral.
Oh, okay. Ba 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 ba.
I don't know if she won't be back tomorrow either.
Of course,
she's
out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She had to take her mother.
Where is she? So, out of town, where?
She's at a funeral.
And,
how'd you get in? You have a key?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Mike's going to let me in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's good.
What were you saying? Some secret you knew or something? What were you saying now?
Well, there's some things going on. You're going to see some charges come down the road.
Think so.
I know so. You're going to see some charges.
On who?
A lot of people on both sides of the aisle.
About what? Sexual misconduct?
With children.
Oh. Ooh. Wow. Well, you know, are we going back? We're going to go back home.
And we're back here on WHKZ AM 1440 with Tracy and friends. And guess what? That was Antifa's theme song. That was silly. Anyway, yeah, that was Antifa's theme song right there. And I wonder where they're at now, seeing that the one guy is being considered for some very legitimate spot somewhere. But anti-fascist, they call themselves, and yet they want to shut down the voice of other people that disagree with them or anything on the left. They are fully left-wingers, and the fascists are the people that shut other people's mouths. Okay? Donald Trump is not being a fascist. The Republicans aren't being fascist, but the Democrats and the progressives, I say them in two different things because I know a whole lot of Democrats that are not progressives. They think they're progressives because I think progressives mean to progress, but one has nothing to do with the other, not at all. It's all about control, and that's what's going on. So, Doc.
Yeah.
Is the birth rate rising or falling in America?
Well, I will put it this way. If it's the issue of people touching people, it's going to fall rapidly. It's going to rapidly fall. Think about it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's an issue with I was touched, made uncomfortable, the birth rate's going to drop big time. Now, to answer your question, is it rising or falling? It depends on what segment of society are you speaking of.
Okay.
In certain segments, it's rising quickly. In other segments, it's falling.
What segment is rising quickly?
Well,
I would imagine Hispanic would be number one and Asian number two or vice versa.
I would say that's probably accurate. Asian, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this is not scientific, just some observation.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Hispanic, yeah. I would say probably see, how can I put this and not come off sounding callous, but you know, let's talk about healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you know all your healthcare needs will be paid for, then it's not an issue of if you get pregnant, will the hospital bill be paid? Will the doctor's bill be paid?
Sure.
It's not an issue. When you're not sure how you're going to pay for the doctor bill, et cetera, then that has some say as far as when you get pregnant and how many kids you have. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so have we made this situation worse on ourselves by guaranteeing a young woman that's unmarried, guaranteeing that we pay their doctor bills if they get pregnant and have a baby and take care of her and that baby up to so many years?
Have we made it worse? On some level, sure we have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a conversation that is difficult to have.
Hmm.
It's very difficult to have. I would say it's difficult to have even from the standpoint of pro-life and pro-choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very difficult because if you are pro-life, you're dead set against abortion, okay. Well...
Well, I'm absolutely.
You understand the unintended consequences.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You know.
So that's sort of. So who's procreating? Who's not?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, we have a lot of poor people being procreated, and.
Now you said that, not me.
Well, I'm just telling you. I don't. Hey, wait.
You can't quote
me.
He's not going to quote me. You said that.
Yeah. I just put my tongue right out there between my teeth.
Okay.
I'm not biting my tongue. Because it's true. When you have 70% of black Americans being born in poverty, 70% of those babies are born in poverty. There's something wrong with that. And that wasn't something that was built in us a certain way from the beginning. Because in the 60s, I say this statistic all the time, that a young black woman of childbearing age was more likely to be married with a husband in the house and married in children than her white counterpart. So that's not something that we really had as a value. We had a family value. We valued family at one time.
But at that point, we had to. We had no choice.
Well.
Sort of. You know, we didn't because we knew how society was. We had to take care of ourselves. No one else was going to do it.
This is
so you
true.
Had to be smart.
So we had our first parlay into socialism from FDR, who was talking about a chicken in every pot and all of that stuff, and so he did the experiment. John, after he saw that people would really eat that up and follow,
sure.
What did he do? He did it as long as he could, but then. One, Lyndon Baines Johnson absolutely put it on steroids. And that's when you saw the downfall of the black community. And that dynamic change. No marriage, you know, with the free love of the 70s and 60s and 70s, you had people popping out babies left and right till nobody was ashamed anymore because it was so many people. Because
sure.
You could always say, well, so what? Susie got one.
No, I mean that's real. I mean that's real even now.
Yeah.
Because it's the kid who can go to school and have both parents come to school to the PTA or parent teacher conference, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
is in the minority.
Yeah.
That's the norm.
Especially inside a city.
That's the norm.
Yeah, in a city, that's absolutely correct. Even our bigger cities, where you have a good mixture of middle class and poor, you still have more poor than you have.
Yeah.
You know,
but
your middle class.
That is the norm.
And it shouldn't be the norm. That's where I'm complaining.
Yeah.
Because we, you know, I don't want people to be ashamed that they did something. They did it, and I want them to know that.
But it's not about being ashamed. It's about, you know, there used to be a time when, okay, I may have made that mistake, but I'm going to make sure my kids don't make the same mistake that
exactly.
I did. Exactly. Where you don't necessarily have that anymore.
In the city, you don't have that.
Yeah. You know, so I may have done it, but I'll be darned if you're going to do the same thing that I did.
I've seen mother and daughter both pregnant. I've seen mother and daughter pregnant by the same man.
Oh.
I worked in the schools for a couple of years.
Oh.
So I've seen, I've seen some things in my life, bro.
I've seen more.
Yeah, no, you've seen a lot more.
I've seen a lot
more. But that was really something to me. And until I started really doing talk radio, I didn't understand the dynamic of that. That's what really got me. No, I take that back. I take that until I started listening to talk radio, because I spent a lot of time traveling for a job that I had, and talk radio is one of those things that keep you going. You know, you start listening, and I started hearing things and getting information that's brought me to where I'm at now. And
you know, a lot of times you hear things, opposed to making a quick rush to whether it's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
You hear it, listen, and observe and say, well, you know, a lot of times there's some validity.
Oh, absolutely.
To what's being said.
Well, and there's no doubt about it.
I'm
with you on that. People make points on either side.
Yeah.
But and then when we get back from this next break, we're not there yet. But when we get back, I want to start talking about this border situation and socioeconomically.
I have an interesting take on that, actually.
Okay, let's wait till the next session. But we need to change something. We need to get some type of situation back where we have people that care about their lives and about the child that they're going to bring into the world. And I'm going to call up this caller. Caller, you are in the air, 881.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
I just got one thing. You know, I listen to a lot of talk radio. And I hear people say, well, I'm pro-life. I'm against abortion. But then they turn right around and you're against all the spoken programs to take care of that kid or that or to assist. So which is it?
Well, that's what I just said to you. Or we said to each other here. Listen, you hold on and I'll answer that back on the other side before we get into some of the other things. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends on WHKZ AM 1440. Call-in number here is 516-595-8258. See you back on the other side. Brought to you by Window World.
Look, I just it's not an investment. Interesting book about investment.
Okay.
Real interesting. Actually, I met the guy. His wife was an OBGYN.
I want to send you something, too. The guy approached me about this new cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Now, I didn't get in any of the cryptocurrencies because I was afraid that they were farces. They could be giant Ponzi schemes. You just got enough people worldwide.
You know what? I've seen it. I haven't. No, the world, what's the Bitcoin? That's what the Bitcoin. I've seen it on the internet. I don't know what the hell it is. Oh, what the heck it is.
It's a trading platform.
But I know, I guess some people got rich in the beginning and small returns now.
Yeah, well, they got one coming.
Yeah, who knows what it is? You know, who is it the same thing? Is it a multi-level marketing gimmick? Or who knows?
Well, it's $225 to get in that.
Okay.
If that's 8 cents.
Okay.
And so I might throw a couple dollars at it and see.
So it's like 8 cents. So are you getting shares of it?
You'll get a card that you can spend that day.
Well, my question is, if it's at 8 cents now, are you putting in, say, $225?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that, are you getting 8 cent shares, however many that is? So then is the goal not then, once it reaches a dollar, jump out and go someplace else?
That's a possibility. I'd probably hold on till it went to $2.
But that's that. But the concept being,
well, yeah, absolutely.
If you jump into 8 cents, if it gets $1, $2, take it and run.
This what's so nice about this one is, you have to look for where you're going with crypto. I mean, with Bitcoin
mm-hmm.
and I forget the other platform. But this one, you don't have to. You'll get a debit card. It's worth real money. Whatever your things are worth is real money.
Okay.
And you don't lose that $2.25.
But now, was it Bitcoin? That traded on the stock market?
Yes.
Okay.
It's trading somewhere. Somebody. I can't remember whether it's that one or not. It comes back. And we're back with my friends Cool in the Gang. Here on WHKZ AM 1440, Hollywood swinging. In fact, when the song "Summer Madness" was written, wasn't even out yet. I was in Cool's dining room where he had all his keyboard set up and everything how he wrote, and I'll never forget that.
That's back when they were playing funk.
Man, yeah, that's when they did. They stay alive now. They're making money, because my good friend Adil and Royal Albayan, yeah, they're cousins and they have things to do with them around the production and all of that. So it's all good. But anyway, Doc, now you were talking before you, my man here on the phone, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was talking.
You made a point, Doc. Make your point one more time.
I was just saying that I'm pro-life. But you don't want to help the kid after he's born. You want to cut the social program.
Well, that's not true. The thing is they want to do something to make people responsible.
I would say now, can we not be pro-life and pro-contraception?
Yeah. And you know, just for the
mix, for whatever reason.
Well, if you do contraception the old-fashioned way, okay?
That don't work.
It doesn't work all the time. It doesn't work all the time. It works, but not all the time.
Yeah.
So something could possibly happen. So we know that. But it's not that they don't want to take care of the child afterwards. It's that they want to control the behavior to them not living irresponsibly. Because when you live irresponsibly, you cause others to, you know, to have to pick up your slack.
So now, but why do we not push contraception? We should. It's important. It helps. It encourages people to live responsibly. It encourages people to live responsibly, but yet we don't push contraception. I don't get that. Because if we don't want any abortions, that means we don't want anyone to get pregnant unless they're ready to get pregnant to raise that child.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we don't push contraception.
Yeah.
We actually make it, on some levels, difficult to get contraception.
I don't think that should happen, but go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, no. One, just for the record, I could hear the words y'all was saying when y'all was on break. And my second question to you.
That's okay. We allow you to hear us.
Okay.
In our Facebook Live community as well.
I want to tell you something real quick, and I'll take your answer off the air. What happened to the rainy day fund, case it's made up?
It's still there. Before they do that gas tax, I think that they need to do it, take a little bit out of that rainy day fund and fix some roads in Ohio.
I think they've already done it. 10 cents.
Well, they raised it.
Yeah.
10 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna sign it.
Yeah, tell you the truth, I think we need to put 20 cents on it. And I drive a lot, and I do not like gas prices going up. Believe you me. But this is something else. And that's a good question. No, I think our governor now should use some rainy day funds, because when our roads are cracking up and destroying cars, it's a rainy day.
True it is.
Yeah.
That's a rainy day.
I hit a pothole on the east side, man. I smelled Chinese food when I went in it, man.
Oh.
Y'all have a good one, man.
That's my cat. The number here is 516-595-8258. And this is Tracy and Friends, brought to you by Window World, located at 8070 Southern Boulevard, Boardman, Ohio. For a free in-home estimate, call 330-726-0200. Because not only do we stand behind our windows, we stand on them, because they are built tough. All right. Go ahead, Doc, because I was getting ready to go into another thought here, because I want to talk about this border,
right,
with what they call the manufactured crisis down there.
Okay. Now, my point is this. I like to look at the History Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, this border issue has been going on for a heck of a long time.
Absolutely.
When I say heck of a long time, I'm talking about going back to the 20th century.
You mean,
I'm talking about going back
to
like
1800s or 1900s?
1900s.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the 20s and 30s. This has been an issue for forever.
You know that we did not have any immigration from the end of World War II till 1965.
But you still had people coming over the border.
Well, you had some people coming over the border, no doubt.
And it's always been an issue. But I guess the question is, what makes now different from then? I guess that's the question.
Numbers.
It's always been an issue. I would say the numbers have probably always been similar on some level.
No.
You don't think so?
No. No, no, senor.
No. I would say, look at some of these history programs. I mean, it's been an issue.
You don't have hundreds of thousands of people coming across in a 2 and 3 month period. And that's what you have going on right now. Because you don't know the ones that get across that you don't catch.
But I would say we're talking about it, but, you know, on some level, has it not always this is what it's always been?
Well, not as much.
You don't
much.
Think so?
No, because this is why. When they came over at certain other times, you didn't have welfare. You didn't have...
So now I have a question.
Free.
How does someone sneak into the country?
Uh-huh.
How are you able to get benefits and welfare? Based on what? Because in order to get benefits, you have to.
Based on the local welfare.
But how? It makes no sense.
Well, it makes plenty of sense. You have to know how it works. See, the federal government will not give you assistance, okay, directly.
Okay.
Okay, but that local county, because it's in a state,
uh-huh.
it can choose to give you assistance. And that's what happens. That's why you have illegal aliens with driver's licenses in several states, which I think is including Ohio. But you have driver's licenses for them. They're not supposed to be able to vote, but in some states they give them the ability to vote in certain elections, school board, all these things, which I think is ridiculous because you're still a guest in this country of some sort. You know, whether you're here legally or illegally, you don't get to take part in decision making. You came here so that you could, you know, reap the benefits of working in America.
Right. But I get my question is, if someone who is not a citizen,
mm-hmm.
how do you go to wherever you go to social services or jobs and family services and you tell them what your name is?
Mm-hmm.
How do you identify you are who you are, number one? And then based on that, how are you getting services if most likely you have no fixed address? You have no social. I don't think you have a social security number.
No, they don't have any social security
number. So how are you identified in order to get benefits if you're getting benefits? How is that?
The local people give you identification of some sort. Okay, whether it's just the welfare card, which is going to give you clothing, shelter.
So how do they determine how
food,
much? How do they determine how much you get? What is that based on?
Well, that I don't know for sure. I'm sure that is different state to state, maybe county to county, but probably state to state. But,
so now, take that a step further.
Mm-hmm.
If I am a citizen who for whatever reason is down on their luck, et cetera, then why can I not go and get benefits?
There you go. Whoops, there it is. Because they have no inkling to help you do anything because you've been here already, one. Two, they have no inkling because you're not a political asset to them. These people coming across the border are a political asset to certain people and a physical asset to others. That's why nobody on either side is stopping this thing in its tracks. Okay, Donald Trump is the only one doing it, but check this out. From the left, they view these people as future Democrat voters, okay, to keep Democrats in power. That's why when Obama was in, he wouldn't let you see where he was sending kids to, and he wouldn't let you see certain things. What they do is they send them to certain parts of the country that are rich with Republican votes, and they make that vote turn purple so that it's a toss-up, or they make it turn all the way blue if they possibly can, okay, so that they'll stay in power. Okay, why do the Republicans want it? Well, the Chambers of Commerce or the National Chamber of Commerce wants these people coming across here. Why? Because it dilutes the cheap labor pool. And the cheap labor pool benefits how? Cheap labor. None of this $15 an hour stuff is going to stand.
So now the question is this then, based on what you just said,
mm-hmm.
on some level, this not just a game of mental gymnastics, meaning you're going to say what you're going to say to get the votes that you need for whatever your cause is, but is anything ever going to change in actuality? Because if we get the changes that people claim they want, you know, then where do you go? Because it's sort of like, you know, that dog that chases the bus. Okay, once he catches the bus, what does he do?
What does he do with it? Well,
you know,
once again, I think we have plenty enough people in this country right now to handle all of those concerns.
Because I think on some level, it's there for to get this group all jacked up, get that group all jacked up. But once it's all said and done, is there any change made?
No, not really. But here's the thing. You're going to say, here, look at this young lady on the screen right here.
Uh-huh.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We talk about her all the time.
Yeah.
Because she's broken out, and she's the dumbest person I've ever seen in public life.
Is she really?
Absolutely.
She's making money.
Yeah, but she's stupid.
No, she's not.
The people that listen to her are stupid because they don't count the cost of what she's saying.
But see, that's what it's all about.
You're right.
You have people manipulating others. They're getting paid. She's getting paid.
Do you see the stuff she says?
But I see what she says, but
it doesn't matter because she's making the
dollar. She's getting paid.
Okay, well.
Is that not the American way?
I guess she's.
I mean, think about it.
She's a left-wing capitalist.
I mean, when you're in the position she is, it matters not what happens as long as I'm getting paid. Think about it now. Come on. You get people all jacked up and charged up. At the end of the day, she's laughing her behind off.
Well, she's making money. She dresses
like a
fiend, buddy.
Heck yeah.
And, I don't know where she got her money from before.
You know,
but she sure has
smart.
It now.
She is smart.
She ain't no dummy.
No.
She is no dummy.
No.
That is for sure.
And it's people who,
in that sense, she's not
okay, but think about the people who saying this, that, and the other about her, who on some level ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
Well, okay.
That's not a bad word.
But listen.
But seriously, though. They're manipulating us. That's what they're doing.
Well, no doubt. Because the news media loves to manipulate.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're playing this huge game of manipulation.
Well, heck yeah.
For you to think this way or this one to think that way instead of just giving the facts.
And I'll even tell you this. You see on TV, this side is mad at that side. I'm willing to bet at the end of the day, they're in their private room, drinking bourbon, smoking cigars, and laughing their behind off.
Most likely.
Heck yeah.
That's what it used to be. They said it's not like that so much anymore. Because in back in the days of Tip O'Neill and the people like that that were huge political figures, they used to work together on many things. These people aren't working together on anything. And I wanted to say something before we go to break here. I know we're coming up in a minute. That the Democrats asking for that, the Mueller, you know, report to be given to them unredacted, they know better. Please understand, it is against the law for that report to be released with, you know, like it, you know, without being redacted, because too many situations would be revealed and people would get hurt, killed, or and many things would be in danger. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. And call in number here is 516-595-8258. We're brought to you by Window World. Give them a call at 1-800-DEX-WINDOW, and we'll be right back.
But yeah, do you not think that on some level, Nancy Pelosi wants to get her in or get her in the room and just smack the crap out of her?
I know.
Because she's still in the spotlight.
Nancy and
from
upper California.
But she's still in the spotlight. Oh man. Heck yeah.
Yeah. And somebody's driving her now because they know that.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, Facebook Live, what's going on? Give us a call, 516-595-8258, especially all you all that attack me every day. Here's your chance. Oh. What's going on? Oh, no, that's not your club. I play at a club Saturday for something. It's over at Buell, your sister club.
Oh, I'm there, too.
Something big going on there.
Oh, really? Because what? Now, the Rudy and the professionals, they were at Squaw Creek last Friday, I think.
Uh-huh.
One of the members came up to me. I told him I knew you. I don't remember who he was. We were just talking a bit because you're with the Sensations now. Yeah, that's what he said. You're with the Sensations.
What did they say?
We were just talking. Yeah, we were just talking. You know, it's always, I have this theory that no matter who you talk to, there's something you have in common. Just figure out what it is. You know, that's okay. So I dropped your name. And he, you know, that's all.
What is it?
No, we just said something. There's something we have in common. Just got to figure out what it is. No matter who it is you're talking to, there's something. Just got to figure out what it is. That's all.
We're there twice this year. By the pool, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, man. But, yeah, this has got this infant mortality thing going on. It's real serious. But the key to it is the people it affects have to care. You know, right now. You know.
And we're back here on WHKZ AM 1440. Call in number here is 516-595-8258. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. We're in our last subject. And I want to bring in this other thing, Doc.
Okay, go.
Beto, Robert Francis O'Rourke, who has a Hispanic nickname, of course, and he's nowhere near Hispanic.
But he's smart.
But his parents
smart.
Were smart.
That's
yeah.
smart. That's
they
smart.
Gave him that name. His daddy's a gabillionaire, and bought him his political prowess. What? Oh, wow. Sorry about that, Facebook. We're gone. Anyway, the situation comes up. He's saying that the Electoral College is like slavery. Doc, I lost it. I said,
well,
how?
He's trying to get his foothold. That's what he's trying to do.
But that's insanity.
It might be, but he's trying to get his foothold. Think about it. They're like, what, 515 people running right now?
Yeah. Well, give or take a few hundred.
But you have to, no. But you have to do something, you know, to get the spotlight. He has to.
There's all kind of good things you can say instead of saying stupid things to make sure that even if I thought Trump was a terrible for America,
everybody's desperate.
You would be the last person I'd pick.
Everybody's desperate.
The guy that's coming up is the mayor. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
I know you're talking about
Gig or something
but that's not going to fly.
Why not?
He's gay. Come on now.
What do you mean? What's that got to do with it?
Please.
Your last president. Leave that alone.
Please.
I told you one of your cute buddies told me something.
Please.
Out of Chicago. So, but anyway.
That ain't going to fly.
It ain't going to fly with who, though?
With Democrats or Republicans?
Oh, it'll fly with Democrats.
No, it won't. Come on now.
Listen, fly with Democrats.
Yeah, right.
You see, they just elected in Chicago the first black woman openly gay.
So what does that mean?
What?
Openly gay.
It means that she practices it in front of you. She's liable to be walking down the street.
Is that going to happen?
With another woman.
Is that going to happen?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
No. No, it's not.
Shouldn't happen.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Watch.
It ain't going to happen.
Watch when you see pictures of the celebration. If she's got a significant other.
Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
If she's got a somebody's going to get a kissing picture.
Ain't going to happen.
And you will see it.
Ain't going to happen.
Well, she's mayor now.
Okay.
So now we're going to see what
happens. I bet you it doesn't happen.
Well, let's see what Ron Deadfish gets to say about it.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's what I'd like to know.
It's not going to happen. That's the catchphrase now, openly.
Well, openly.
But I understand. I know openly means, but I know what that means, but that's not going to happen. It just sounds good. It sounds good.
Well, I'm with you. I understand.
It's not going to happen. No. It's like this guy from South Bend. Nah. No.
I think he has a good chance of making a good showing.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
maybe a good showing, but when it's all said and done, no.
Well, he raised $6 million behind Bernie.
Okay.
So I'm going to say.
But come on now.
He makes sense.
Okay, he may make sense, but when it's all said and done, what are you going to have, a first man? Huh? What you going to have in the White House? Really? Come on now.
I didn't think he's going to win.
Okay.
I said that's his best, their best chance.
Nah.
And we got to go, dog.
Nah. Nah.
You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World at 8070 Southern Boulevard, Youngstown, Ohio, 330-726-0200. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same station. See you later. Bye-bye.
Well, think about that now. Come on now. Oh.